from KQED.
Scientists at Stanford say 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit is no longer the average body temperature in the United States. They propose modern life has set off a cooling trend in our bodies. We're sticking with the KQED science team for an explanation of this one. Here's reporter Leslie McClurg.
Last night, my daughter's forehead felt clammy and hot. I freaked out when the digital thermometer blinked 103 degrees. But it turns out I was comparing the reading to a false standard.
People should not be stuck at 98.6 as being some magical number that if you're above it, you're febrile, and if you're below it, you're not.
Julie Parsonet is an infectious disease doctor at Stanford. She and her colleagues reviewed three large health data sets over time.
So we're saying since the Industrial Revolution, the temperature has dropped about 1.1 degree Fahrenheit.
This isn't the first time scientists have noted a decline in our average body temperature. Before, they thought the problem had to do with false readings from older thermometers. But Parsonet says Americans are cooling off.
I think our leading hypothesis is that we just have fewer chronic infections now than we did in the past.
Dysentery, malaria, tuberculosis don't show up in Americans the way they used to. We have cleaner water, better sanitation, antibiotics, and vaccines. We take aspirin, ibuprofen.
We're not this inflammatory mass that we used to be.
Plus, most homes are cozy. We have central heating and air conditioning. Our bodies aren't struggling to stay warm or cool all the time.
Without changing our genetic makeup, we are changing physiologically over time. We've seen that people have grown taller, they've grown fatter, and their body temperature is declining over time.
Parsonet says the next step is to see if the cooling trend is global. She wonders whether the average temp is still slightly higher in a developing country where chronic infections are more common, or in harsher climates like the Arctic, where it's tougher to stay warm. I'm Leslie McClurg, KQED News.